And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. It doesn't take long for the GOP's true intentions to come out. The message from legislators, we value the experience of our own employees, we just don't value your experience in our schools. Lawmakers removed the longevity bonus pay for veteran teachers and rolled it into their base salary, then unveiled a new pay scale that boosted the pay of new teachers to balance out the low pay raises for the long-term teachers. State legislative staffers kept their bonuses and received a raise of $1,000 plus 5 extra vacation days. They also raised the pay for new state troopers and kept the longevity pay that state employees still receive. We have seen this before. Scott Walker divided teachers against the firemen and policemen and won his recall. Who will be next against the law enforcement? Why are more charter schools being approved? Because the GOP has successfully turned the public against our teachers. Republicans have looked to teacher bonuses to pay the bills. GOP leaders have created subsidies for parents to send their children to private schools, eliminated tenure, and phasing out increases for teachers who pursue advanced degrees. To justify this, State Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown, Jacksonville Republican, said, "Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they're asked to work. Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they are asked to work holidays and up until midnight, and you've got everybody in the world trying to recruit them. So most of these positions turn over a lot. The last time I looked, teachers were working student work days to catch up and prepare their classes, staying up late to grade papers, or working late ticket sales at sporting events, or driving school buses, chaperoning student trips, and lately asking for money to cover class expenses or moving to Texas for a better pay. Now, you still want to tell me your staffers are overworked and underpaid?" Lawmakers spent $1.6 million on longevity pay for their own employees last year. The average longevity bonus pay was $7,000. So remember, if you are a city, county, or state employee, they value the experience of their own employees. They just don't value your experience in our schools. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.